While not quite within the borders of Appalachia, the greater Cincinnati area is home to a good number of people who have deep roots in Appalachia. This year, Cincinnati's Urban Appalachian Community Coalition has the honor of hosting the 41st Appalachian Studies Association Annual Conference. The ASA was formed in the 70s by a group of scholars, teachers, and regional activists who believe that shared community has been and will continue to be important to those writing, researching, and teaching about Appalachia. In the studio to tell us more about the conference, whose theme is Restitching the Seams, Appalachia Beyond Its Borders, are Debbie Zorn, conference chair, and Rosie Poulter, AmeriCorps volunteer coordinator. The conference will be downtown at the Millennium and Hyatt Hotels from April 5th through the 8th. And I am happy to welcome both Debbie and Rosie to the studio tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Debbie, you want to talk about this conference and the heart of it, so to speak, and how this collaboration came about?
Collaboration came about because we have in our community individuals who have been part of the Appalachian Studies Association since its inception and have been very active in that association. The association brings together a mixed bag of individuals. They are scholars, they are students, they are activists. We have artists, we have service providers, teachers, a whole potpourri of folks who come together to celebrate our common heritage and also to talk about our common issues and common concerns. We will be having free music, film, and literary events throughout Greater Cincinnati over the entire weekend, as well as an Urban Appalachian Showcase at the Jarson Kaplan Theater at the Aronoff.
So this is an event that's several days long, and it really does invite community participation from what I understand. So do you want to talk a bit about some specific ways?
So we're inviting our local Greater Cincinnati community to join us on April 7th, Saturday. We're calling it Community Day. And that day we will be focusing on what is working in our Appalachian and urban Appalachian communities in seven focal areas. Those are diversity and inclusion, economic development, education, environmental sustainability, health, and migration. And during that day, there will be sessions that will be focusing again on those issues and what's working in addressing those issues. We will also have a number of field trips to spots in Cincinnati where things are happening that are particularly noteworthy, and also helping our guests from Appalachia understand a little bit about the history and culture of urban Appalachians in Greater Cincinnati.
So then there are some specific ways that the community can participate.
One other way, which is really exciting, the Federal Reserve of Cleveland in Cincinnati is hosting a pre-conference for us on Thursday, April 5th. That will be at the Federal Reserve in the afternoon from 2 to 4:30. And it's called Walking the Road to Health Together, Private, Nonprofit, Community Partnerships. And on that day, we will be talking about leveraging resources for sustaining healthy community initiatives. We really want our folks who are interested in those topics to join us that day. Both Community Day and the pre-conference, Walking the Road to Health Together, do have to have some pre-registration. So the deadline for registration for both Community Day and the Walking the Road to Health Together is March 26th, and that can be done very easily by going online.
Rosie, you're very involved with volunteers also. So tell us about what your role is in this event, if you would.
Sure. So I'm an AmeriCorps member through the Local Initiative Support Corporation, and I was placed with the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition to help recruit volunteers for this conference. And we have several volunteer opportunities open for the conference. We have everything from helping with information and directions the day of the conference. We have runners that will be helping with the sessions that will be happening during the conference. And we also have opportunities to help out with all of these arts events during the evenings of the conference. So I suggest that you sign up to be a volunteer by March 23rd, and we will have a orientation on March 24th, and we will get you well equipped to participate in our conference.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here tonight. I know these events are a labor of love, and the thought of conversation and dialogue these days is so important to all of us. So best of luck with this wonderful conference. I've been talking with Debbie Zorn, Conference Chair, and Rosie Poulter, AmeriCorps Volunteer Coordinator, about the Appalachian Studies Association Conference hosted by Cincinnati's Urban Appalachian Community Coalition. The theme of the conference is Restitching the Seams, Appalachia Beyond Its Borders. It takes place at the Millennium and Hyatt Hotels from April 5th through the 8th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
As I look out on the destruction, it'll never be the way it was before. A mountain supposed to be forever, there's nothing you can count on anymore. The darkness, I still see them in my memory. I hear the whispering of the leaves. I hear the mountain calling me. Hear the wind in the poplar tree, softly calling, calling in my dream. Softly calling, calling in my dreams. Softly calling in my dreams.